This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram is underway in the Lok Sabha. The song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875 and was adopted as the national song by the Constituent Assembly of India on the 24th of January 1950. Initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha today, the Prime Minister said the mantra of Vande Mataram gave the strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom struggle. He said the national song continues to inspire people to fulfill the dreams envisioned by the freedom fighters. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram was written at a time of uprising in 1875 against the British government for unleashing various forms of oppression.
हमारे जांबाज सपूत बिना किसी डर के फांसी के तख्त पर चढ़ते थे और आखिरी सांस तक वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम यही उनका भाव घोष रहता था। खुदीराम बोस, मदनलाल ढींगरा, रामप्रसाद बिस्मिल, अशफाक उल्ला खान, रोशन सिंह, राजेंद्र नाथ लाहिड़ी, रामकृष्ण विश्वास, अनगिनत जिन्होंने वंदे मातरम कहते कहते फांसी के फंदे को अपने गले पर लगाया था।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi added that the 150th anniversary of the song provides an opportunity to revive the historic chapter and its glory. Mr. Modi criticized the Congress, alleging that it bowed to the Muslim League on the national song. He also recalled that when the song marked its 100th anniversary, the country was shaken by the emergency. Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement. He alleged that Prime Minister Narendra Modi tried to give a political colour to the debate during his speech. Earlier announcing the initiation of the discussion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the national song offered light and hope during difficult times as India fought off colonial oppression. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed the Rajya Sabha that the government has capped the airfare across the country in view of the situation arisen due to the cancellation of certain flights leading to shortage of capacity. In reply to supplementaries, Mr. Naidu said the government has created four pricing slabs based on the distance. He said the government has been continuously monitoring the capping of airfares in regular season and it has also taken strict action when it observed the increase in fare during a particular season. Replying to another supplementary, the minister said there will be no compromise on air safety as it is the topmost priority for the government. He informed the House that the government is conducting an inquiry in connection with the situation leading to cancellation of several flights due to which passengers had to face a lot of difficulties. He said the government is not taking this situation lightly and very strict action will be taken in the matter. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025 for discussion. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met the European Trade and Economic Security Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič in New Delhi. In social media post, Dr. Jayashankar expressed confidence that the European Commissioner and his team will have productive discussions in India. Benchmark domestic equity indices closed on a bearish note today. The Sensex plunged 610 points or 0.71% to close at 85,103, while the Nifty slipped 226 points or 0.86% to settle at 25,961. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also tanked. The mid-cap index fell over 1.7%, while the small-cap index lost 2.2%. And in men's hockey, India will take on host South Africa in the second of the three-match series at Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town tonight at 10:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.